Es hat also sich nicht so bachiches geschlagen, aber wir haben hier nicht so bachiches und darf es sagen, ches. Sagt der Mishnah, if someone designates a female animal for a Pesach or a male that is more than 1 year old, the animal must be left to graze until it gets a mum sold, and the proceeds are then used to buy a shlomim. If someone designates a Pesach and the owner then dies, his son should not bring the animal as a Pesach, but should rather bring it as a shlomim. Sagt der Gemara, who knows the Rebbe of Yeshua said, based on the fact that the Mishnah says that these animals must be sold and the money used for a shlomim, we can learn three things. Number one, that living things may become permanently rejected from the Mizbech. Number two, a rejection at the initial time of making a Kaddish is considered to be a rejection. And number three, even things that only have monetary Kedusha, like these animals which don't get a physical Kedusha because they're unfit for the Korban Pesach, still they can become rejected. Misha said, "Hamafresh pischoy v'chulu." Brisa says, if one designates a Pesach and then dies, if his son was an owner of the Pesach with him, the son can still bring the animal as a Pesach. If he was not, he should bring it as a shlomim on the 16th of Nisan, not on the 15th, because that's the time of this Brisa holds that one may not bring voluntary Korbanos on Yom Tov. What's the case? When did the father die? If he died before Chatzos, that would mean that the son was an Oinin, in which case the Mishnah earlier said that a Pesach may not be brought for him alone, and the Rice seems to say that it can be brought by the son alone. If he died after Chatzos, then this animal should not be allowed to be offered, but rather should be left to graze and get a woman sold and the money used for a shlomim. Rava, and for the Gemara, Rava said, the Brisa is discussing where he died before Chatzos, and the Brisa means that the son can use the animal for Pesach Sheni. Abaye said, the Brisa is discussing two separate cases. Number one, if the father died after Chatzos and the son was an owner of the Pesach as well, then the son can bring the Pesach because he did not become an Oinen until after Chatzos. And number two, if he died before Chatzos and the son was not an owner of the Pesach, the animal should be brought as a shlomim. Rav Shravik gives a different answer. He says the Brice is discussing where the father died after Chatzos, but was a Goisis at Chatzos. Therefore, if the son was an owner, since he did not become an owner until after Chatzos, Pesach may be brought. If he was not an owner, since the father was a Goisis at Chatzos, the animal is not considered to be able to be shechted as a Pesach at Chatzos, and therefore may be brought as a shlomim. Rav Ashi gives a teretz. He says the father died after Chatzos, but the Brice follows Rav Shimon, who says that live animals don't become permanently rejected. Therefore, the animal can still be brought as a shlomim. Ravina gives an answer. He says the case is where the animal was designated as a Pesach after Chatzos and the father died after Chatzos. Therefore, if the son is an owner, he may bring it because he was not an owner in the Chatzos. If he's not an owner, then the animal may be brought as a shlomim because the animal was not designated at Chatzos and therefore did not become rejected. Zok the Mishnah, if a Pesach gets mixed up with other karbonis, like an oiler and a shlomim, all the animals must be left to graze, get a mum, and then are sold. Proceeds equal to the highest selling animal must be used to buy each of the karbonis. For example, the Pesach, the oiler, the yashim. With any money shortfall that you have now, it has to come from the owner's pocket. If a Pesach gets mixed up with a bechor, Shimon says, if the owners of the Pesach are kehanim, they may offer all the animals on the Mizbeach and Erev Pesach, and they are then eaten by the kehanim on the night of Pesach. How can we have him eat the Bechor with the stringent time limit of a Pesach? He's increasing the chance that the carbon will become possible as nicer. Shimon says in a Mishnah that's doing so is not problematic. He doesn't hold that's a problem, therefore he allows it. What is done in the case of this mix-up, according to Rabbanan, who argue in Rav Shimon? So Rav says both animals are left to graze and get a mum. The owner then takes an animal worth at least as much as the more expensive of the two mix-up animals, and says wherever the Kedushas Pesach is, it should be redeemed onto this new animal. That animal is then brought as a shlomim, and the original two animals are eaten with the restrictions of Bechor that has developed a mum. Zok the Mishnah, an ownership group lost the animal they had designated as the Pesach, and said to one member of the group, go find the animal and shechted as a Pesach for us. He went, found the Pesach, and shechted it for them. In the meantime, they went, designated it a new Pesach, and shechted it for themselves as well. The halakha is as follows. If the original animal was shechted first, all eat from the original Pesach. If the new animal was shechted first, the remaining part of the group, eat from the new one. Their new designation acts as if it was a removal from the original Pesach, but the person who was going around looking for the animal, he eats from the original one because he never removed himself from that original one. If it's not known which one was shechted first, or if they were shechted at the same time, he eats from the original animal, and they can eat from neither animal, and the new animal must be burned. However, they need not bring another Pesach on Pesach Sheni. If he told them like this, if the person who went to go look said, if I delay in coming back, have me in mind when you shecht the new animal, but they did not tell him to shecht the original animal for them, and he went, found the animal and shechted it, and they went and shechted the new animal, the halacha would be the reverse of the last case. If he told them to include him, and they told him to include them, they all eat from the first one to be shechted. If it's not known which was shechted, neither may be eaten, and both animals must be burned. If neither told the other to shecht for them, then he eats from the original animal, they eat from the new animal, irrespective of which was brought first, and even if they don't know which was brought first, the halacha would be like that still. If the animals of two groups got mixed up before the Shechita, each group takes one of the animals, one member of each group goes to join the other group, and the group tells the newcomer to the group, if we took our original animal, you are now withdrawn from your original group, and you're joining our group for the Pesach. If we took your animal, then we're withdrawing from our original animal, and now joining you with your Pesach. This process is followed even if there are five groups of five members to each group, or 10 groups of 10 members to each group. They each take an animal, and a member of each group joins every other group, which is part of the mix-up. They then go through the conversation that was mentioned above. If two individuals had their Pesach animals get mixed up. They each take one of the animals. They then each find a new person to join them in their original Pesach animal. They then trade partners and continue with the conversation as mentioned above before in the Mishnah. Zakti Gemara, Brisa says, when the group tells the individual to find the lost Pesach and have them in mind when he shechts it, and he tells them that if he's delayed in returning, they should have him in mind when they shecht the replacement, all each from the first to be shechted, and the second to be shechted is then burned. On the other hand, if he says nothing to them, and they say nothing to him, both kibbonos are kosher and both are eaten. We see from here that silence is preferred for the wise, and how much more so for the fools. Yofa shtika l'chachomim kal v'choymer la tipshim.